EVC dispatches, AI voices, our editorial script. Quick context before we get into this one. Anthropic, the safety-focused AI lab behind the Claude models, just posted $11.5 billion in revenue for the second quarter of this year, beating OpenAI's $6.7 billion, the first time Anthropic has led on a quarterly basis. Around $8 billion of that came from a single product, Claude Code, sold almost entirely to enterprise customers. Investors are already pricing the company at $2 trillion or more ahead of a planned IPO. Aura is our Human Consequences editor, and she's been digging into what those numbers are actually telling us. Aura, the profitability headline has been all over the coverage, but I get the sense you'd rather start somewhere other than the top line.
The number I'd start with isn't 11 billion. It's 15 cents. Anthropic's compute costs, what it spends on the actual processing power to run its models, fell from roughly 71 cents for every dollar of revenue in the first quarter of this year down to around 56 cents in the second quarter. That 15-cent drop is basically the entire profitability story. Take it away and there's no milestone to write about.
So when people say Anthropic turned a profit this quarter, that's resting on 15 cents?
On 15 cents that showed up once. And it's an adjusted figure, I should say that clearly. Adjusted operating income, which is a company-defined measure. It strips out stock-based compensation, costs that are real, but that companies often exclude from the number they lead with. The all-in accounting, what we're talking about is GAAP, the standard rulebook that US public companies are legally required to report under. That won't be visible until Anthropic files its S-1, the pre-IPO registration document with the SEC.
And we don't have that yet.
We don't. The Bloomberg-reviewed figures that Forecast reported are the basis for what we know right now. They're credible. They're not audited.
Okay, hold on. Before we get to what the 15 cents means, where did it actually come from? Because the headlines I've seen have been framing this as Anthropic got more efficient, full stop.
Here's the precise version. Cheaper inference. That's the compute process of actually running the model to generate a response, played a part. Better utilization played a part. But the third piece is the one the efficiency framing papers over. Some of those cost savings came from chunks of the development workflow that the agent is now handling on its own, no human required. That's not a side note. That's built into what the 15 cents is.
And that connects to the $8 billion from Claude Code.
That's the pivot, yeah.
Claude Code, Anthropic's coding tool that autonomously gets into a codebase, makes changes, checks whether they work, basically operates with the human barely touching it, generated roughly $8 billion of the quarter's revenue. And 80 to 85% of Anthropic's overall revenue is now coming from enterprises buying API access, which means companies embedding the model into their own products and workflows rather than individual users opening a chat window.
So who, inside those enterprises, is actually capturing the gains from that?
That's the question the revenue figure doesn't answer. The ones steering Claude Code tend to be senior software developers, engineers who can specify a task clearly, read what the agent produced, and take responsibility for what ships. Their throughput goes up. But the tasks that used to justify hiring someone below them, those tasks are kind of going away. The junior developer writing the first draft, the QA engineer catching what the first draft got wrong.
Right, and are those people anywhere in these documents?
They're not. And that absence is itself a data point. The distributional question, who inside these enterprises was consulted about the transition, which team leads signed off on the deployment versus which team members found out when the tickets started closing themselves, none of that's in the revenue documents. The $8 billion is the receipt. It's a measurement of how much of a specific slice of software labor is now being done by an agent rather than by the people who used to do it. But it doesn't say what happened to those people.
Put bluntly, are you saying those workers are on the wrong side of this milestone?
Honestly, I'd resist that framing. Not because it's wrong, but because it forecloses too fast. What I can say is the gains are concentrated by design. Agentic tools compound the leverage of whoever is closest to the agent. They don't spread the productivity evenly across a team. That's the pattern I want to name, not a prediction. This is the shape of what enterprises are already paying $8 billion a quarter for.
Okay, so let me try to hold all of that together. The profitability headline rests on 15 cents of compute savings, some of which came from replacing human labor in the pipeline. The revenue is concentrated in a product that amplifies senior developers and removes the justification for junior headcount. And none of the people on the removing end are visible in the documents. Is that the thread?
That's it, with one addition. We don't know if the 15 cents holds. It's one quarter. If the next training run pulls in more compute, or if the cost per query stops falling, the adjusted margin flips back. It hasn't been tested across a full second quarter yet.
Let's get into the competitive picture, because the ramp data complicates the revenue win framing in ways I wasn't expecting.
Yeah. Ramp is a corporate expense platform. They track spending across more than 70,000 US businesses in something close to real time. Their data, reported through Quartz, showed OpenAI's business user spending growing 82% quarter on quarter in Q3 so far, against Anthropic's 76%. So Anthropic had the bigger Q2. OpenAI is closing faster in Q3.
And then there's the flagship model number, which, I mean, honestly, I found this the most surprising thing in the piece.
Claude Fable 5, Anthropic's flagship. More than 2 months after launch, it accounted for only about 11% of its own customers' spending on Anthropic tools. Per rank data reported by the FT and relayed through Encrypted. 11%. Its own enterprise customers are routing around it to cheaper alternatives, including open weight models. Those are models whose underlying parameters are publicly released, so companies can run them without paying Anthropic at all.
So the tooling underneath people's day-to-day work is, what, permanently shifting?
It's churning. I think that's the right word. A team that standardized on Claude code this quarter may be asked to switch stacks next quarter because a procurement lead saw the ramp numbers. Ara Karazian, Ramp's chief economist, characterized GPT 5.6 Sol as increasingly the developer choice, and flagged that Claude Fable 5 was disappointing on adoption partly because of price and data retention requirements that some enterprises can't meet. There's no settled baseline yet. There's only next quarter's price cuts.
Wait, and I want to push on this. Isn't Ramp, you know, kind of becoming the de facto arbiter here? 70,000 businesses tracked in real time, and their economists' characterization of a model starts moving the story.
What's gone unsaid in most of the coverage is how new that is. Enterprise software evaluation has worked a certain way for as long as enterprise software has existed. You have analysts, you have procurement cycles, you have vendor relationships. What's different now is that the data is so fast. Ramp can tell you, basically in real time, whether GPT 5.6 Sol is eating Claude Fable 5's lunch. That's a structural shift in how these buying decisions get made and how the story about them gets told.
Okay, but let me stay with that for a second, because the piece flags something about Anthropic and the Department of Defense that I find harder to read. They refused military contracts, they got designated a supply chain risk, they're litigating. And Anthropic's CFO, Krishna Rao, told investors the DoD action could cut 2026 revenue by billions. I'd have thought refusing military access is, you know, doing the right thing. Why are you framing it as a collision of values and revenue?
I'm not saying they were wrong to refuse. I'm saying the collision is real. And leaving it unresolved is... that's the honest position. The people whose livelihoods depend on Anthropic's revenue and the public whose interests the safety positioning is supposed to protect are on opposite sides of the same case. The company is litigating. The S1 will have to price that risk in. The frame I'd push back on is safety lab does the right thing. Not because Anthropic did the wrong thing, but because that framing closes down the question of what the financial exposure actually means for the people working there and the investors pricing a $2 trillion valuation.
So you're not disputing the decision, you're disputing the idea that it resolves neatly.
It doesn't resolve at all. Yet. That's the piece I'm trying to hold open. When the S1 lands, we'll see how Anthropic is pricing that litigation.
what they're disclosing about the revenue risk, and whether the safety positioning and the pre-IPO growth story can actually coexist. Right now, they can't be evaluated together because we don't have the document.
The investors pricing the 2 trillion figure, 6 Anthropic backers gave that number to the Financial Times. I should say that's more than a 14-fold increase in revenue over the past year baked into that expectation.
And that valuation is pricing the specific configuration that generated the Q2 numbers continuing. Enterprise APIs, agentic workflows, Claude Code, the cost curve staying where it landed in Q2. Every one of those things is, kind of, in question heading into Q3.
Which brings us back to the 15 cents.
It does. The thing I keep returning to is this. The 15 cents wasn't saved by paying workers less. It came from cheaper inference, better utilization, and from the agent taking over chunks of the software pipeline that used to need a person there. That's what moved the margin. And it's a one-quarter data point. 6 backers told the FT 2 trillion. The load-bearing number in this whole story isn't 11 billion, and it isn't 2 trillion. It's 15 cents. And it hasn't held for a full second quarter yet.
Aura, that's where I want to leave it. Thanks for this one. That's our Human Consequences editor on Anthropic's Q2 milestone, the workers not in the documents, and the number the headline keeps trying to root around. We'll be back with another dispatch tomorrow.